The following is a recording of Fuerza Puerza's 4th Annual Status for All May Day Potluck and Panel. Fuerza Puerza is a migrant worker advocacy collective. Fuerza and Puerza both mean strength in Spanish and Tagalog, respectively. Spanish and Tagalog are the languages spoken by the majority of the people Fuerza Puerza provides on-the-ground support to. For the past 4 years, the Status for All May Day Potluck has brought together speakers from both outside of Guelph, Ontario, as well as members of our surrounding community to speak about their experience and work challenging the increasingly discriminatory, racist, and violent policies of exclusion in their various forms affecting working-class immigrant, migrant, and refugee communities. The panelists for this year's May Day Potluck are Juan, who works in the Waterloo area under the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program, Melissa Paculin, who will speak on the impact of migration on families, and Lizzie Neal and Teresa Edge, who are current interns at Toronto's Romero House, which provides housing for refugee claimants from soon after they arrive in Canada until they have had their hearing at the Immigration and Refugee Board. Here is the panel.
So, my name's Mina, this is Meg Carl, and this is Eduardo, and we're going to be kind of your unofficial MCs for the evening. So we kind of want to say thank you for everyone coming up tonight and kind of recognizing and celebrating migrant justice and immigrant justice as a part of the labor movement.
Before we get started, we'd like to congratulate everyone who attended the Walk for Peace, Respect, and Friendship yesterday. To those who supported and organized the event, and to the Six Nations, Haudenosaunee, people of the Grand River Territory, Fuerza Puerza, which is like the migrant worker support group that is organizing this, supports this struggle. We saw an image of a poster, an article we read that we really liked that said, "Decolonize immigration through Indigenous and migrant solidarity." We definitely think that we cannot talk about immigrant and migrant justice without recognizing and respecting Indigenous sovereignty and right.
Antes de empezar, nos gustaría felicitar a los que asistieron a la caminata por la paz, el respeto y la amistad, a los que apoyaron y organizaron el evento, y en el 6 Haudenosaunee, la población del territorio Grand River, nuestro colectivo apoya esta lucha. Vimos una imagen del cartel en un artículo que habíamos leído que dijo decolonización e inmigración necesita de pasar a través de la solidaridad indígena e inmigrante. Definitivamente creemos que no se puede hablar de injusticia de los migrantes sin reconocer y respetar la soberanía indígena y sus derechos.
We're very happy to organize this event this year. This is the 4th year that we're doing this, and it's important to us to work around immigrant and migrant justice. We believe that sharing and building an understanding of the experience of working class immigrants and migrants and refugee communities is very important. We hope that this event promotes a coming together, a connection among communities, a fostering of new community, and the building of relationships of respect, mutual support, and solidarity. We also see this event as part of important work to challenge misconceptions and conservative propaganda that tries to belittle, blame, and ignore the experiences of individuals and communities and distract from an understanding of the violence and oppression that the current global capitalist system disproportionately inflicts on many individuals and communities around the world, specifically Indigenous people and people of color, and which distracts from the understanding of how the violence and oppression is perpetuated and justified through this country's immigration system, unjustly deciding who belongs. Through our work, we have had the pleasure of having individuals speak about organized work they participate in that resists and challenges policies and relationships of oppression, their search for alternatives, and their contribution to the building of networks of support and solidarity. We also have learned from individuals who have spent time speaking to others, learning and understanding situations, who share and build understanding of trends and provide us with evidence that these conflicts and struggles indeed are experienced by many and are systemic.
Okay, so our next speaker is Juan, and we're going to kind of do this in a bit of a conversational basis. So Juan is also working under the Seasonal Agriculture Workers Program, and basically comes to Canada to work on farms. He's from Mexico, and he's working in the Waterloo area. So again, part of him sharing his experience is some concerns he has under this program, and it kind of is telling to some of how this program basically lets situations like this occur, or and worse situations and really intense situations. Entonces les dije que les introducí y dije que va a ser un poco de conversación entre nosotros y traducida y que pues tu historia un poco enseña pues lo que está este programa creando en situaciones y gente, ¿sí?
Okay.
Entonces podemos empezar por una pregunta, lo voy a decir en inglés y después en español y te la pregunto, okay. How has your experience been coming to Canada under the SOP? Entonces, ¿cómo fue tu experiencia? ¿Cómo ha ido tu experiencia aquí trabajando debajo de este programa?
Pues, ¿sabes de que pues no, uno viene con una idea de que viene a superarse, de que viene a trabajar, de que viene a superarse, más que nada. Pero, pues lamentablemente, nosotros, bueno, en México, para entrar a nosotros a este programa, pues tendríamos que ser muy afortunados. Y pues nosotros fuimos de los afortunados en venir por medio de este programa, pero tuvimos la desfortuna, la desfortuna de llegar a una farma donde no, pues no es, no es lo mejor que puede hacer, o sea, no es el trato de pérdida como humano, como gente que debemos, pues de recibir como todo tipo de gente.
Entonces, he was saying that basically he was lucky to be able to come under this program, in Mexico he was one of the lucky ones to be able to come under this program, but basically he was unfortunate enough to arrive at a farm where the treatment has been not good at all, and the treatment has been not showing basically respecting humanity or respecting people as humans, as should be the case.
Sí, pues he tenido, pues hemos tenido, porque somos varios mexicanos que llegamos a esa farma, la desagradable experiencia de que, pues malos tratos, de que te hablen con groserías, que se molesten por el simple hecho de que no entiende uno el inglés. Y pues también igual de parte del patrón pues no hace por perdida tantito aprender español. Y pues han sido, después de eso han sido pues varias experiencias desagradables. De hecho, pues el día de hoy pues fue algo difícil para poder venir con ustedes y estar aquí pues acompañándolos y tratar de exponer yo mi situación.
You were saying basically the treatment, it's a group of people who have they're working with him from Mexico, and basically the treatment has been again really, really bad. A lot of yelling swear words, using a lot of swear words by their employer, yelling, demanding, and not having the patience to not only obviously learn Spanish but communicate in a way that that isn't using swear words. Basically, we've talked about, like, discussed what swear words and like to kind of translate them in Spanish sometimes. He even said that even coming today basically was a pretty big ordeal, being able to come today to join everyone, he said. ¿Quieres contar qué pasó hoy? ¿O
un poco de ti?
Ok, ¿quieres que yo o tú? Pues, so today basically his employer, he had the day off, and his employer basically saw him dressed up for not work, and he had the day off, like it was confirmed he had it. And then so he was saying that he thinks that because his employer saw him dressed, like ready to go into town, his employer sent somebody to tell him and the other people that they actually had work within a short period of time. Dijo que tenían trabajo como en las próximas, como...
No, simplemente no. So, nos habló, preséntese a trabajar y...
So he just told them, like, present yourself to work, like, you're actually working today. So he took the initiative to say, I'm sorry, like, we have plans. So he didn't talk directly to his employer, but he decided to kind of make that call. Entonces,
Sí, de hecho, el año pasado que nosotros recién llegamos aquí, por lo regular en las farmas a los empleados que vienen por medio del programa les hacen un pequeño préstamo para sus alimentos, porque obviamente llegamos y no llegamos con un sueldo y no llegamos pues con dinero para sustentar los alimentos. Y lo único que nos presta él son $50 para 3 semanas, y pues $50 en realidad pues ni para el taxi, o sea, pero pues como quiera lo estuvimos haciendo, y con apoyo de Eduardo, ¿verdad? Por medio del grupo que tiene en el que está él pues trabajando, por así decirlo. nos apoyaron mucho el año pasado y de momento uno viene y piensa, pues a lo mejor generaliza y dice, bueno, en mi caso yo no lo generalicé, pero sí me vino a la mente por un momento pensar, ay, canijo, pues tal vez todos son igual que esta persona, pero ya al conocer ya a la gente, pues uno se da cuenta que es uno entre tantos, al igual que en otros países como en México.
He's saying usually under this program, employers lend people in this program a bit of money when they first arrive to be able to cover their groceries, because oftentimes they arrive and they haven't gotten obviously a paycheck because they haven't started working. So usually employers do that to be able to, for them to buy their initial groceries and while they start working be able to have that. And their employer basically lent them five people $50 for 3 weeks. So they were at the point where not only were they not being able to send money home, but they couldn't, you know, feed themselves while they started working here. So we were lucky enough to meet Juan and his coworkers, and through help of different people in the community, we were able to connect them to some like regular kind of food products and things like that to like support him in that. And he said that also basically. That, you know, coming here, he initially thought like maybe this is how people are, but obviously he's realized that there's great people around as well, and it's the same thing as Mexico, that, you know, there's just really, really bad people obviously as well.
Sí. Bueno, aparte de la desagradable situación esa, pues no nos daba las suficientes horas de trabajo ni para siquiera pues poder enviar a México. Prácticamente estábamos trabajando para comer y para pues comprar nuestros artículos personales, y pues lamentablemente el año fue un año súper pesado para mí en lo personal, porque el año pasado pues tuve la desagradable situación de que perdí a mi hermano en México, y mi hermano pues es era un año mayor que yo, y yo hablé con el patrón, le dije que de la situación que había pasado. Y el patrón el patrón me dijo que sí, que estaba bien, que me iba a pagar boleto y todo, iba a regresarme a México. Y no me daba autorización para yo regresarme. Después hablé al consulado y el consulado no se comunicó con él, y yo hablé con él ya más seriamente de la situación. Y él quedó en mandarme a México y él cubriendo todos los gastos. Sino que después pues ya el mismo consulado pues le dijo que no me pagara nada, que yo tenía que pagarlo de mi bolsa, y pues es una cosa que yo también digo, no se me hace justo, porque pues no me fui porque yo quisiera, me fui porque me pasó esa situación, y pues después de que yo me voy, como ya no había tanto trabajo, fue en el mes de septiembre, pues aquí en el mes de septiembre ya pues está acabando la cosecha, me fui yo, y a las 2 semanas manda otro compañero, y a las 3 semanas manda otro. O sea, digo yo, tampoco no puedo pagarme el ticket del boleto de avión. Y pues tuve esa desagradable experiencia de... En ese momento, pues claro que yo no pensé en el dinero, yo pensé en estar allá con mi madre, no sé.
So his contract, like officially, was for 40 hours a week. But when he first came, they were all getting an average of 4 to 5 hours a week. So he said when a couple weeks when they would get 15 hours, that was like, whoa, like a lot of work. But their contract basically was they had signed for 40 hours. So not only were they not sending money home, but they were basically here working to live, like to cover their expenses while here, like their basic groceries. So this employer was basically violating this contract. Then he also was saying that last year he experienced another dimensions on this program of the consulate, the Mexican consulate that's supposed to be, you know, his representative. Basically, he had the tragedy of his brother dying last summer when he was working here. So he basically decided that, you know, after this whole experience too and that happening, he wanted to go home and be with his family. And so out of this random act of understanding, his employer actually said that he would pay for his ticket home, because how the contract works is that if you want to go home before, there's kind of a technicality where you either, if you leave before your contract is due, you yourself have to pay your ticket home for whatever reason. So somehow his employer said that he would pay for this ticket, And so the Mexican consulate basically called and was talking about how he was organizing his way home, and he mentioned, that my employer is going to pay for my ticket home. He already said that. And the consulate said, okay, oh, that sounds great. We're just going to talk to him to clarify things. And that the next day, basically, his employer went up to him and said, the Mexican consulate said, I don't have to pay for your ticket. Why am I offering to pay for your ticket? You don't have to. You're not in the contract, so you don't have to. So his employer retracted that and decided not to pay for his ticket home. So on top of him being here, just making the money to basically be able to stay here, he then used the money he had to then fly home to be with his family. So that, again, this is kind of also the recognition of this program and those that are in positions of supposedly representation and protection for fellow country people, in this nationalist kind of idea, are really selling a lot of people out and just are thinking about the buck and money.
Sí, no sé si he comentado, el año pasado pues tuve lo del gasto de mi ticket, pagué los gastos porque en México, pues no sé si ustedes estén enterados, en México para pagar un funeral es mucho dinero, mucho, mucho dinero, y prácticamente, y claro que nadie deseamos que pasen ese tipo de situaciones, prácticamente vine a trabajar para eso y todavía pagar mi ticket y... Pues tuve otras experiencias todavía en México ya, pues más desagradables que pues no, claro, no tiene nada que ver con el programa. Pero sí, pues en realidad no veo nada de humano por parte del patrón ni por parte del consulado. O sea, el consulado supuestamente está para ayudarnos y pues simple y sencillamente son unos escritorios y sillas que vienen a ocuparse para cumplir con el requisito. Porque de ayuda, pues no.
Returned to Mexico, and then some other issues. He said, I'm not sure if but in Mexico it's very expensive to pay for a funeral. So basically all the money that he did work here or he did make here was basically to kind of accommodate the funeral services. And again, he was here. He just basically worked here for that, and that was all the experience. And that basically he just feels that there's not a lot of humanity within his boss and within the consulate, that the consulate is basically just people filling up desks that just kind of sit there and kind of do their thing, but that they're not really looking out.
Sí, para comentarte lo que comentaba ya es que te comenté también de que me fui yo antes, que fue incumplimiento de contrato, en el contrato bien estipulado, pero pues hasta ahorita no hay algo que también estipule cuando el patrón te regresa antes del contrato, igual pues de perdida una bonificación, una por haber incumplido también el contrato, y eso no lo ven. O sea, ven nada más por parte de uno, pero por parte de ellos, que tú incumpliste el contrato, o sea, lo mandaste una semana antes, te van un extra, o sea.
So he was saying too that there's, under this program, the employer can send basically anybody back. If somebody under this program wants to go home, then there's this whole structure behind them having to pay their tickets and losing that spot and everything. But if the employer decides to send somebody home early, there's no structure, no responsibility in terms of the employer having to be responsible for any of that explanation or any of that understanding. It's just not seen or not addressed within the program.
¿Quieres decir a lo mejor del letrero que no, o algo así?
Pues ahora que regresamos, pues ya pues está cumpliendo con las 80 horas que está estipulado en el contrato. Bueno, al menos hasta el día de hoy, ¿verdad? No sé, mañana, a partir de mañana, en base a esto que sucedió ahí, de que no nos presentamos a trabajar para poder venir al evento, pues no sé qué reacción tenga él. Pero está cumpliendo con el contrato, pero lo malo es que ahora lo está cumpliendo a la perfección. 80 horas, ni más. Y pues puso sus reglamentos, que no quiere ninguna visita dentro de la casa, que al menos de que esté autorizado por él, firmado por él. Y pues, o sea, también eso como que, pues, ¿qué somos? O sea, me imagino ni a los perritos los tienen así encerraditos y que no vean al exterior, pues sí, y ahora pues también ya actualizó sus malas palabras, ya no nos dice las mismas del año pasado, ahora nos dice peores, ¿verdad? Claro. Y pues ya de hecho un compañero ya está, o sea, que ya que te esté comparando con un perro, o sea, ya, y es algo fuerte, pero uno como pues nosotros tenemos necesidad. En México la situación no está muy bien como para estar allá también aferrados a estar en un país, en el país. Tenemos que buscarle por fuera y pues lamentablemente estas son las oportunidades que nos brindan. Y pues ven, ellos piensan que ya por intereses tal vez gubernamentales piensan que están cumpliendo con mucho, pero en realidad sí están cumpliendo, pero no se fijan en que se están incumpliendo cosas a lo mejor más... A mí en lo personal se me haría más feo una ofensa psicológica, una ofensa de maltrato, de groserías, de que, como les decía, de perro, o sea, que me dejen sin horas de trabajo. Para mí
es peor.
Igual el año pasado nomás no comprendíamos el inglés y nos mandaban a la casa, no nos daba trabajo el día.
Upon the return this year now, the employer has been giving them a lot of hours, giving them 80 hours, but basically to the brim, no more, no less, kind of abiding by this. Because what we didn't, I guess what we did...
Lo que no dijimos es que el año pasado pusiste un reclamo al consulado.
Ah, sí. Yeah.
So what we didn't touch on is that last year, Juan actually put a complaint to the consulate. He used his name and filed a formal complaint, and some negative things happened. The employer basically started to shape up and give hours. But so upon their return, basically now, this employer is giving them, their hours. He's saying that he's not sure how it's going to be now, because after today and refusing work, they think that he's going to use the way that basically Juan was saying that he kind of gets back at them is by just saying, no, you don't work today, and like cutting their hours if as a way of kind of controlling. So he's saying that he's not sure how it's going to go tomorrow or the next days because they've refused to work today to be able to join us at the event. Another thing is he said the swear words that he uses now, he's using other swear words, worse swear words this year. Another thing that he mentioned was that now they have a placard that Juan actually brought in his backpack that says, under no circumstances can there be visitors on the premises without the authorization of the employer. So this is in their housing, right? So basically Juan said that, not even dogs are not able to go and visit people or go and be free, right? And to have this freedom. And in the swear words, he said that the other day too, this employer referred to them as dogs and was talking to them of negatively and calling them dogs. He said that unfortunately, the situation as it is that he needs and his fellow co-workers need to come here. And the situation is as it is, but the reality back home, he says this is the opportunity that they are kind of forced to come under and work in. He also said that basically for him, he's at the point where this psychological abuse or this yelling and this swearing, it doesn't mean anything to him. That what really affects him is when his hours are reduced.
And so voy a decir si alguien está interesado en trabajar con nosotros como en el futuro, ¿sí?
So just to conclude, we're going to be working this summer and for future with Juan and his coworkers to really try to come up with a community response to this particular employer and this particular farm, and really strategize in ways that don't put people that are led and directed by Juan and his coworkers that don't make decisions based on the decisions that they make, but we can work to see how we can support the decision making and provide resources to kind of start thinking about how a community would hold something like this responsible. And just really, so anybody interested can definitely connect with us, because this is going to be like one of the projects that we're going to be like focusing on. So, muchas gracias.